Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Stuff. And by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Without a deal in place on funding, the federal government will shut down tonight at midnight. Democrats trying to get more funding for Obamacare subsidies. Republicans refusing, and federal workers are stuck in the middle. Again, says American Federation of Government Employees President Mark Cochran.
You're just getting kicked in the teeth left and right all the time from, you know, the government that you've spent your life dedicated to. It gets tiring after a while. So it's hard. It really is.
The 20-point Gaza peace plan put forth by President Trump has the support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and much of the international community. Hamas, however, still has not weighed in. Today is that big meeting between President Trump, Defense Secretary Hegseth, and top generals and admirals from around the world. The officers have not been told what the meeting is about. And the $7,500 government tax credit for buying an EV runs out today. This is ABC News. Another close call at another busy airport. This one, Los Angeles. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
American Airlines Flight 2453 was rolling down the runway at LAX on Sunday evening, reaching 154 miles an hour. When down the runway, a German cargo plane crossed the runway without authorization. Air traffic control telling the German plane to stop.
German cargo 619 heavy, stop.
The audio from liveatc.net. The American Airlines flight slammed on its brakes, told to abort its takeoff.
American 2453, cancel takeoff clearance.
The two planes got within a mile of each other. According to the FAA, the American flight had 94 passengers and 7 crew on board. The FAA will investigate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Federal prosecutors in New York say Sean Diddy Combs was violent, abusive, and left victims in fear. So while he was acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering charges, they are still asking for 11 years behind bars when Combs is sentenced on prostitution later this week. This is ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas with locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. They also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts has big deals on the products you use the most. Right now, get your 11-ounce can of Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for just $9.99. It's the best way to break through rust and grime. And when it comes to cleaning, their powerful purple power cleaner starts at just $4.49 each. Keep your engine in top condition with Seafoam starting at $8.99 each. It's all here and it's all on sale. Your local Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has the parts and fluids you need to keep your vehicles running their best. Hurry in today.
Here is your word to text in the multi-state contest. The Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest underway with another day. And here is the word for Tuesday, September 30th. The word is win. W-I-N. Win. There you go. The Go for the Green or Gold contest. can net you some daily prizes such as gold jewelry and $200 in cash, plus lots of other prizes, including a grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. Again, this hour's word is win. You have until 8 o'clock to get that taken care of and text that in. You can do that through the Civic Media app. Find WRCO. You know the rest. Or at 608-647-4155.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Need a boost to power through your day? Dunkin' delivers. From energizing coffee to crave-worthy snacks, everything's made to order just the way you like it. And with the Dunkin' app, it's Dunkin' done easy. Order ahead and pay right from your phone. Join Dunkin' Rewards to earn points toward free food and drinks. Get exclusive offers you won't want to miss. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Comfort for your ears, community for your soul.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84. It'll be very warm with a mix of sun and clouds. 55 for tonight, 78 tomorrow, Thursday, 80. And then some homecoming weekend activities. It'll be a little warm. Friday, 86 for Saturday, 84. Right now in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, it reads 52.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. We hope you're doing well. I'm doing well, feeling well this morning as well. And I also recently had a haircut, got my ears lowered. But then over the weekend out in the sun, I think I might have burned my earlobes again. I didn't have my ear flaps down. I didn't need to. But anyway, it was time that I did get a haircut.
When you get a haircut, you better go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, 'cause you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Oh Lord. Well, Butte, Montana, just passing through. One thing I just had to do, had to get a haircut, and I was worried for my hair. I had a feeling of impending doom the minute I stepped into that room, laid my eyes upon that barber chair. Oh yeah, it's a macho barbershop. Hair dryers mounted on a rifle rack. Wasn't no mirrors. Barber chair was a Peterbilt. Barber walked in, he is huge. 7 feet tall, 300 pounds of spring steel and rawhide. Wearing a hard hat, chewing a cigar, and had a t-shirt on that said, "I hate musicians." Threw me in the chair, sneered, and said, "What'll it be, pal?" Now, a lot of people would be intimidated in a situation like this. I was not. I am what I am, play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye. I said, "I'm a logger, just up in Coos Bay, Oregon, been topping trees. Quite possibly the toughest man in the entire world." He said, "All right." He gave me a haircut and I walked out of there. My hair was gone. Make Kojak look like Bill Golden.
Yeah, had a tremendous craving to operate heavy equipment. Now you may think that that Butte, Montana haircut's the worst any man could ever get. Wrong. Well, a few months later, I was way down south. Grits and gravy and a hush your mouth. My hair so long, I start to look like a man in drag. It was then that the sheriff came up and said, boy, you got too much hair on your head. You better get yourself a haircut or a dog tag. Well, when I stepped into the shop, I realized immediately that I was dealing with a born-again barber. Don't see too many barbershops with a steeple. Had an organ in the corner. Choir. An usher led me to the barber chair. Barber walked in, started saying grace. Oh, Lord, for these haircuts we are about to receive, may we be truly thankful. Dominus, possum, pox, proboscis, postmortem, et tu, be faithful, a carborundum. He was sort of half Baptist, half Catholic. Kind of Catholic. He started cutting my hair and preaching at the same time. I mean, he's a wild man. Scissors and razors are flying around my head. He's talking about liquor and wild women and music and sex and the evils of dancing and the music business in general. Then he looked down at me and he said, what do you do for a living? Now, I'm not ashamed of what I do for a living. Work in bars and casinos, around liquor and wild women. I just play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and said, I run this church for lager. When you get a haircut, be sure to go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Larry Moore Curly if a stranger cuts your hair.
Ray Stevens on FM 100.9 Country and Community, 7:12 the time. Here is Montgomery Gentry.
My old man's backhand used to land hard on the side of my head. I just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stopped loving me. The bank man, the boss man, the law man, all trying to get their hands on me. And I ain't even done a damn thing wrong.
Yeah.
John Denver on WRCL. No, I'm not in trouble. No, my wife's favorite singer can play once in a while without me, you know, having to have a motive. And, you know, after all these years, June being a Bears fan and myself a Packers fan, you know, I don't know why I haven't gotten smarter and started to root for the Bears. Now, hear me out on this one, because the Bears won on Sunday. They blocked a field goal and won by a point. And I got this just delectable, nice supper and apple crisp. You know, it was just wonderful. So I guess I should root for the Bears because it usually winds up good for me.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank. We're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hello. Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Motor Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Words shape how kids see themselves. The Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to think about the connection between emotional and physical health. If you or your kids are struggling with obesity, take the emphasis off the scale. The Richland Hospital and Clinics recommends a focus on weight management from a whole person perspective, helping kids manage stress, build self-esteem, and feel supported. Promotes good health.
It's Tuesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Because nothing says I'm sorry like flowers bigger than your mistake. And Julie Kieran State Farm, keeping you covered when life takes a left turn down a gravel road. And you know what Tuesday means. It's Quizzy Poo Day for Phil. Hank's got the questions, and you and Phil probably have the wrong answers. Together, we'll all wonder why we didn't study harder in fifth grade. So tune in for some laughs, a little nonsense, and just enough updates to make you sound smart at the coffee shop. Tuesday's Roundup, where fun is mandatory and the correct answers are optional.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm not too bad there.
Good.
What's
good.
Up?
No, nothing. You know, another man's or another person's trash is someone else's treasure. It's a new day.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Right.
But.
I have a lot of trash. You want? You want some?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay.
I trust me. I have plenty.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to get rid of some, you know?
Right, right.
Anyway, the apple crisp.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
Yeah,
go
Bears. Say. Go Bears. I should get smart and just be a Chicago Bears fan.
You should be a
Bears
fan.
You know.
Your belly will be full and Phil will be happy.
Life's good.
Yeah, life is good.
Get an apple crisp and they win.
Who do they play next week?
They have a bye just like Green Bay.
I hope they win.
Then I think it's the Commanders, I believe.
Arkansas has a bye and they're predicted to lose by 9.5.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I think the Badgers are about 16.5. Underdogs. So there you go.
Well, keep it in the ballpark, fellas.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep it in the ballpark. Did you have a good evening?
Yes, yes, I did. Got a few things done here and there and started the old Alice.
Did you?
Got it outside there a little bit and let it.
Are you cleaning out for the winter season for your garage?
Well, yeah. I understand there's a family gathering in the garage this weekend, so I had to kind of.
I never got the invite.
No, I haven't either.
Apparently you're going.
Yeah. But it was parked, and evidently, I thought I struck oil in Sextonville, but it was just that all oil.
There's all oil, so, yeah. Well, congratulations, Phil. Yeah.
Thank you.
No wonder you put your notice in?
Struck oil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyway, today's quiz day.
Yeah, what is it on today?
Well, it's a little bit of everything.
Oh.
You know, okay. I'm feeling frisky. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, oh,
by the way, congratulations on your win over me in fantasy football.
Oh, how'd I do?
411 to my 321.
Wow! So you're
got smoked, and 321 is the most I've scored all year. So,
but you know what? When you play a good offense like Hank Braves,
yeah, I suppose. Yeah, my team is now 1-3.
Really? What? I'm 3-1.
You're 3-1. Yeah.
Adam Hess. He keeps beating people.
Is he?
Yes.
I don't think I've played him yet.
Well, good luck.
But yeah, I'm not doing well.
Beat him down.
Mm-hmm. I always get a kick out of the projected highs.
Oh my gosh, isn't that crazy?
One of my stinking running backs supposed to get 40 some points and got 4.
Yes.
Yeah. And he wasn't hurt or anything either. Like, come on.
Who was it? Pacheco or Pacheco?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I think you're better off if you just go out on the wire and pick up a bunch of people you've never heard of.
The same day.
Yeah, exactly.
The same day. Like 11:50. What's available?
You two need to stop complaining. The Packers got me -4.
Well, that's on
defense?
You.
Yeah, well, you should.
Well, that's on you.
Yeah, you should have.
That's on you. Did you win or lose?
No.
We want this one.
Yeah,
we don't.
In this league, I won. I beat Bo.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Was that your first win of the year?
No, I'm 2-2.
I believe I beat you one time.
Yes, you did. You came from last place last year where you couldn't win a thing to beating everybody this year.
No, I'm 3-1.
3-1 this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris Simonson's 3-1. Adam Hess is 4-0. Yes.
Wow.
Scraping
the bottom of the barrel.
Don't worry, I'll be there soon.
Yeah,
you know how fantasy football is.
It doesn't take long.
It doesn't take long.
No.
All right. Anyway, young man, 10 questions. Here we go.
All right.
Before the rise of dairy industry and feed crops in the late 19th century, which crop briefly dominated Southwest Wisconsin agriculture, leading the state to be called America's bread baskets? Before the rise, there are multiple choice. I'll give you the answers. Do you want me to read the question again? Are you okay?
No, I got it.
Okay. Number one, ginseng. Number two is, or B is wheat. Three, or C is potatoes. D is tobacco. All right. Number two, before consolidation, Avoca High School had which mascot?
I think Gukinik's been helping you.
Nope. None of these.
Gukinik's not been tutoring you?
Nope.
Really?
Before consolidation, Avoca High School had which mascot? Is it A, Indians, B, the Sloths, C, Cardinals, or D, Huskies? All right. Before consolidation, Blue River High School had which mascot? Is it A, Tigers, B, Chieftains, C, Sloths, or the D, Badgers?
Believe it or not, I think I know that. So.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What was Aunt B's specialty in the kitchen on Fan and Griffith Show? Was it A, apple pie, B, pickles, C, fried chicken, or D, biscuits? All right. So, A, apple pie, B, pickles, C, C is fried chicken, and D is biscuits.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Number five. Which U.S. state is the only one that grows coffee commercially? Which U.S. state is the only one that grows coffee commercially? Is it A, California, B, Florida, C, Hawaii, or D, Texas?
Hmm.
You're just going to take a stab at that, aren't you?
Yep. All right.
All right. Number six. What's the dot over a lowercase I or J called? Is it A, spec, B, jot, C, tittle, or D, nib? Number seven, what common farm animal can't vomit?
Man, this is all over the place.
Yeah, it is. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Is it A, goat, B, pig, C, cow, D, chicken? Are you writing Speckled Pete down? Poor chicken still lives within you.
Yeah, I think he's still alive. So.
He's just watching you. Have you heard the song, the chickens of the ghost in the sky? I sent you that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Ghost chickens in
ghost
the sky.
Ghost chickens in the sky.
Yeah, let's play that some morning.
Yeah. All right, number eight. What unusual material was used in the very first baseballs? Is it A, rock wrapped in twine? Is it B, walnut covered in leather? Is it C, shoemaker's scrap rubber? Or D, yarn filled fish bladder?
Wow. You laugh at yourself all the time.
I know, it's
make yourself
dumb.
Laugh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's all right.
No, I'm the only one laughing, though. Which U.S. state has more cows than people?
Hmm.
All right. Is it A, Kansas, B, South Dakota, C, Wisconsin, D, California? All right. Number 10. What famous soft drink was originally marketed as nerve toxic or a nerve tonic? All right. Is it A, Coca-Cola, B, Pepsi, C, Dr. Pepper, or D, 7-Up? All right. Here we go, buddy. How'd you do?
Well, I actually knew some of them.
Yeah. I was impressed when you wrote the answers.
Yeah. I wrote a couple before you gave me multiple guesses. But
yeah.
I'll say 7.
All right.
7 of 10.
All right. Number 1, before the rise of dairy industry and feed crops in the late 19th century, which crop briefly dominated southwest Wisconsin agriculture, leading the state be called America's breadbasket?
I'm going with wheat.
It is wheat. Wheat Woo-hoo! Was a primary cash crop in the mid-19th century until soil depletion and competition made it unsustainable, leading farmers to shift to dairy.
All right.
But number 2, before consolidation, Avoca High School had which mascot? Was it Indians, B, the Sloth, C, Cardinals, or D, Huskies?
Cardinals.
It is the Cardinals.
Woo-hoo!
How'd you know that?
I had an inkling on that one.
Okay.
I knew it wasn't the first two.
The Sloths?
I knew it wasn't the Indians because that was Muscadet.
Yes. Now, before consolidation, Blue River High School had which mascot? Is it Tigers, Chieftains, Sloths, or the Badgers?
Tigers.
It is the Tigers.
Woo-hoo!
Thus, the Tame Tiger.
There you go.
The bar in Blue River, the Tame Tiger.
3 for 3, baby.
What was Aunt B's specialty in the kitchen? Was it apple pie, pickles, fried chicken, or biscuits?
Well, it could have been all except pickles. I know that was the episode where they tasted like gasoline and Andy and
it was pickles, Phil.
No.
Yes, yes.
It was apple pie.
No, it was pickles because she actually made good pickles except for that episode.
I don't know if that's true. Mm-hmm. That one's under protest.
No, nope, not under protest. It's not apple pie.
Because they would never eat her pickles, and then she finally...
That was in one episode.
In one episode.
Yes.
So you're saying that Aunt B had a bad batch.
Yeah. Yes.
Huh. Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
I'm just saying.
It's under protest. We'll have to, till I Google it.
Please, let's go ahead and Google it.
No.
Go ahead. Which U.S. state is the only one that grows coffee commercially?
Hawaii.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Yeah.
What was the dot? What's the dot over a lowercase I or J called?
That is a tittle.
It is a tittle.
Woo!
I think we've had that one before. Something.
We might have.
All right. What common farm animal can't vomit? You put speckled peach.
I did. Chicken.
Chicken.
Is that right?
And speckled peach. Yes. And I didn't know that until the other day.
I got to Google this.
Though. Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, yeah.
What unusual material was used in the very first baseballs, Philip? Was it rock wrapped in twine, walnut, leather, and cover, shoemaker's scrap rubber, or yarn filled fish bladder?
I think it was a shoemaker's scrap
rubber. It was, yep. Yeah. And it was very bouncy. Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
Yep. Number 9. Which U.S. state has more cows than people? Is it Kansas, South Dakota, Wisconsin, or California?
It was. I've got South Dakota.
It is South Dakota.
All right. Woo!
What famous soft drink was originally marketed as nerve tonic?
Coca-Cola.
It was.
Woo-hoo!
Very nice. Very nice.
It actually had cocaine in it, I think, when they first...
At one time. I'm sure it had something that wasn't supposed to...
It's true. Okay, let's see. Aunt B, beloved cook, regularly bringing her specialties to church functions and the jailhouse. Fried chicken, pork chops and cornbread, pies. Her infamous specialty... Kerosene cucumbers.
There you go.
Yeah, but it wasn't her best, so.
I didn't say her best.
That one's under protest. I don't know.
No.
Because I could have had a fridge hanger.
Yeah, you could have.
No? No? Oh, well.
Well, am I right or wrong?
I don't know that you're right. Her comforting meals famously failed at making pickles.
Yep.
She was celebrated for delicious and comforting meals, but famously failed at making pickles.
That's famously failed at making pickles.
Uh-huh. But that wouldn't be a specialty, would it, then?
Yeah. That's her specialty.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
You're keeping me off the fridge.
I'm going to tell you what. You can have 2 recesses today.
Oh! Woo!
One at 3 and 5. You have games tonight?
I do. I'm in Richland Center tonight for volleyball.
Oh, yeah. It's homecoming week.
Homecoming week.
Yep. Have a great day. Be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, now through September 30th. Get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The word to text in this hour in the multi-state text-to-win contest, go for the green or gold. Today's word is win, W-I-N, win. Good luck getting that texted in and be a part of that. You have until 8 o'clock to do that. And at least one of our listeners today siding with me saying it should be a fridge hanger, that Henry had it worded weird, that it should be a fridge hanger. So I don't know. Got somebody on my side, but it's definitely under protest. We'll have to maybe turn it into the WIA and see what they say. Anyway, this day in history, the World Series was broadcast on television for the first time as the Yankees defeated the Dodgers 5-3 in Game 1. 1955, actor James Dean was killed at age 24 in a two-car collision in California. And in 1972, Pirate star Roberto Clemente connected for his 3,000th and final hit at Three Rivers Stadium versus the Mets. Some notes on today and celebrity birthdays. And there are very famous birthdays, including actor Barry Williams, Greg Brady, 71 today. How can that be? Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy wishes, number 23 candles to Brianna Ewing, the youngest member of the Ewing Horde. We love you very much from Mom and Dad. Have a great day. To Tim Pickle, lots of love from Mom and Dad, Taylor, Livy, and Axel. Have an awesome birthday, Tim. Wishes today to Marlon Clark, Megan Phillips, and Travis Wirtz from the Bloom City Town Crier. Also, the Little Willow Birthday Club saluting Andrea Newkirk. To Holly Charlier and Frank Waslick. Happy birthday, and a little note that says, wish my hubby the best, Frank Waslick, from his wife. Love you, Linda, and hope you have an amazing day. To Autumn Becker from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Happy birthday to David Dax, the best dad and bumpa we could ever ask for. We love you. From Aaron and Shelley and kids, KJ and Jackie and girls, Ryan and Janaea and the kids. Have a best day ever from Susan, Shelley and Aaron, Jackie and KJ, Ryan and Janaea and everybody. Lots of love today. Happy birthday to the best other brother love from John, Sarah, Pat, Jim, and Mark. Also, have a super year, David, from Susan and the family. Have a great day to brother David. Best wishes to the best day ever from the McCormicks, Barb, Mike, and the family. To Aaron Sanders from Park Street Christian Church, Alan Bradley retiree, Karen Cockcroft has a birthday from also retired 18101. To Buzzy Hess from Butch and Margaret, and also to Diana Denman from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. To Don from Elmer, happy birthday, Don. And also to Perry, C.C. Perry, have a great day from Elmer on this special day. The Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions saluting today Jennifer Brokaw, Nicole Grimm, Madison Ostrander, and Sarah Winger. Happy anniversary, Chris and Jenny Blado. Happy anniversary, birthday wishes from the RC Lions. The birthdays, first of all, Jenna Johnson, Liz Adams, Travis Wirtz, and Noah Luther. Happy anniversary to Pat and Patricia Kraska and Chris and Diane Williams.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We are known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
53 and a lovely morning in Southwest Wisconsin with WRCO.
Things to say. like I love you,
love
and
you.
I need you. Every night and day, I got a whole lot of things I wanna do. I got a whole lot of dreams to dream, and I want you here beside me. Every step of the way.
Should have a whole lot of things to sing about. Charlie Pride on WRCO. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Joanne has a news update next.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chetspeed Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Very warm with a mix of sun and clouds today, a high of 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 52, it's 53 degrees.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered legal briefs to be filed in relation to a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional voting maps ahead of the 2026 election. Two law firms filed the challenges in Dane County Circuit Court, where a judge denied a request to set a briefing schedule. They asked the Supreme Court to appoint a three-judge panel to determine whether the congressional maps are unconstitutional, but the court instead ordered the two sides to file legal briefs arguing whether the lawsuit constituted a valid action to challenge the maps. A proposed bill to limit the release of Mylar balloons was discussed in a state assembly committee on Thursday. The legislation would prohibit the release of 10 or more Mylar balloons, arguing they are harmful to the environment and their composition can cause short circuits if they fly into power lines. We Energy's officials say the balloons were responsible for nearly 14,000 customers losing power this year. If passed into law, the bill would impose a $500 fine for releasing Mylar balloons outdoors with exceptions for scientific purposes. Proposed legislation would specify the time period for repeat OWI offenders to apply an occupational license. Right now, the Wisconsin DOT may permanently revoke or suspend the driver's license of anyone who commits four or more of certain traffic offenses or crimes, including operated while intoxicated. Revocation periods vary, and courts may also order suspensions. Suspended or revoked individuals may apply for an occupational license, but there's a waiting period before eligibility, and that can vary depending on the underlying violation. A bill being circulated by Republican lawmakers would allow those whose driving privileges are suspended or revoked to be eligible for an occupational license after the first 180 days of the revocation have elapsed. Those drivers would be required to have a functioning ignition interlock device in their vehicles. The Wisconsin Counties Association has named Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville as its 2025 Friend of County Government in recognition of his ongoing leadership and advocacy on behalf of counties across the state. Representative Novak was honored at the 2025 WCA Annual Conference in Sauk County for his leadership on key issues, including shared revenue, courts funding, and the state budget. As chair of the Assembly Committee on Local Government, he has been an advocate for legislation that directly impacts counties and taxpayers throughout Wisconsin. The Friend of County Government Award is the highest honor presented by the association. It is awarded to individuals who have demonstrated exceptional service to county government in their official capacity. There is a Vegas-style fun happening this week during Homecoming Week in the Riverdale School District. This year's homecoming theme is Vegas. Homecoming Week is an exciting time for all involved. Jeff Campbell is the district administrator at Riverdale.
Always an exciting week. It's fun because you get to see all the kids kind of really come out. They really come out and show a lot of school spirit. And a lot of kids surprise you in a lot of the events and the skits and that. You see a different side of them, which is a lot of fun. And we've got a lot of events planned. Our staff does a tremendous job making it a special week for our kids. We incorporate our elementary. We incorporate all kinds of different clubs and organizations. I think I looked at it. All levels of our athletics from junior high to high school are participating in one event at least. Everybody's participating in. It's kind of a whole group effort that way. We just want to make it a whole community effort.
There are plenty of activities happening this week. Jesse Kinney is the high school special ed teacher at Riverdale and a planner of the homecoming events.
Tuesday, we have just athletic events, and then we also have Powder Puff Volleyball. We are on a rotation. Last year, we had the girls playing football. This year, we have the boys playing volleyball, which is always highly entertaining for the girls, I think, to watch that. So that will be Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at the elementary gym. Thursday, we've got some athletic events. We have a varsity and JV1, JV2 volleyball at home against Cuba City. And then immediately following that, we have our skit night, which is highly entertaining. Every year, the kids get better and better at incorporating humor with the theme, with also just trying to get more people involved in each skit.
Friday, there will be an all-district pep rally, an event Jeff Campbell enjoys.
One of the big highlights is Friday when we get our whole school together, you know, at 1 o'clock, and we put them in the res gym, and you got the little ones on one side, you got the, you know, big kids on the other side. It's a great event, and we don't get that very often. So when you do, we talked about, you know, we got to try to do this more than one time a year. Just a nice thing to see the whole school together, and you see all the young kids, you know, they see their siblings, cousins, whatever. And we have a lot of high school kids that work over in the elementary too and help out at school service and that. So those kids, you know those kids, and it just makes it a pretty special event and probably the highlight to cap the week. That's what it's all about.
Following the pep rally, the parade will be at 2. This year's parade will follow a new route to provide a safer experience for the students and participants. The route will pass in front of both school buildings and will continue to include the Riverdale Healthcare Center. The general public is encouraged to view the parade along Mechanic Street. Friday evening, varsity football versus basketball will kick off at 7. The week will end Saturday night with the homecoming dance at 7. Be a part of the school spirit and Vegas-style fun this week during homecoming week in the Riverdale School District. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department will again be flushing water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Today's schedule includes the west side of the Pine River, that is south of West Seminary Street, Cairns Addition, including the area of Schmidt Woodland Hills and Brookview Townhouses. It will also include the area around the old wastewater treatment plant on South Orange Street. Wednesday's schedule will include Burton Street to the Highway 14 bypass and Main Street to the east. Also included on Wednesday will be the Booster Station area, Story Drive, Summit Drive, the east end of 7th and 8th Streets, Cedar Street, Valley View Drive, and 2nd to 4th Streets east of Cedar Street. Thursday will include the Center Court Mobile Home Park, Wedgwood Subdivision, Bowman Drive, Foundry Drive, and Peebles Drive. Flushing will conclude Friday in the area of Highway 14, East Corridor, east of Foundry Drive to the east side of the city, including Walmart, Culver's, All-American Do-It Center, and Pleasant Valley Drive to the southeast reservoir. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink but could discolor clothes when washing. The U.S. Postal Service is excited to announce the Stamp Encore Contest to celebrate the organization's 250th anniversary and gear up to celebrate the country's 250th anniversary. The public is invited to select a stamp pane from the past for reprinting as part of the 2026 stamp program. This is an open invitation. Everyone is welcome, and you can vote as many times as you want. The Postal Service chose 25 stamp panes from some of its best-selling and most popular stamp issuances of the recent past. They include Bugs Bunny from 1997, Peanuts from 2001, DC Comics Superheroes from 2006, Art of Disney, Magic from 2007, Send a Hello from 2011, Emancipation Proclamation from 2013, Batman and Mail a Smile, both from 2015, Classics Forever, Star Trek, and Wonder Woman, all from 2016, Disney Villains, Have a Ball, and Total Eclipse of the Sun, all from 2017, Bioluminescent Life, Flag Act of 1818, Frozen Treats and Mr. Rogers, all from 2018, Transcontinental Railroad from 2019, Let's Celebrate from 2020, Happy Birthday Heritage Breeds, Message Monsters and Star Wars, Droids, all from 2021, and Charles M. Schultz from 2022. Voting ends today online. You can view the official rules and vote online at stampsforever.com/vote. The Postal Service plans to announce the winning stamp design in May 2026 at the Boston 2026 World Expo to coincide with America's 250th anniversary celebrations. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Steve Colstead is a longtime member of Kiwanis Club.
It's one of them where we have a goodwill offering, and we invite everybody to come, bring your families. We're not so concerned about the large amount of money so much as the camaraderie of people, because so much things are done, having a meal, enjoying somebody's company, that type of thing. And with a goodwill offering, people give what they feel they can give. You know, maybe someone's going to throw a buck in and somebody else is going to throw a 50. And all of the proceeds that we have from the October 1st Pancake Supper are going to go to our projects.
The All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, Finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Today is Tuesday, September 30th. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died September 22nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge, died Sunday at the Norseland Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will be at the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lafarge Free Methodist Church, Lafarge Ambulance, or the Lafarge Senior Citizen Meal Site. The Vasitag Funeral Home and Crematory in Lafarge is serving the family of Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 10th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 10th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia. They were summoned there by Defense Secretary Hegseth and President Trump. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says many are still in the dark about what it's all about.
This really is an unprecedented meeting that senior officers know very little about. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be addressing several hundred top commanders who have been told to convene in person this morning at Quantico in Virginia, without knowing the reason. Secretary Hegseth, we know, is expected to discuss what he's coined the warrior ethos, but beyond